afternoon, sir. Could you tell me your name?
Joshua Johns.
Joshua, Mr. Johns, could you hold on one moment while we get... So could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Joshua Johns, 14593.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my left is the Honorable David Neal. To my right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your lead during the hearing today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Grady. I think you can see Mr. Grady up on the screen now, sir.
Yep, yes, I can.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. On that form, it notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, so at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, so your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
The first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on January 24, 2018 per the TASS GCMS lab report dated January 30, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 21st, 2018 per the TASS individual testing compliance summary dated March 7, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir, the next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about January 24, 2018 per the TASS GCMS lab report dated January 30, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
All right, sir, and your last allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about February 28, 2018, as verbally directed by your assigned parole officer on February 14, 2018. The offender is actually avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, and based on the admission of Mr. Johns, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Mr. Neal. Okay, so So we're going to move into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from Mr. Grady. After getting information from Mr. Grady, we'll go over some information with you, sir, and then get any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time. We're going to start out first with Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady?
Mr. General's release from DLC. October 16th, 2017, he was arrested on March 19th of 2018 by Phoenix PD. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DLC on March 19th of 2018. He has a CSED of October 5th of 2018 that reflects 19 absconding days. Current convictions. 2012, theft means transportation, 6 years, 6 months. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2007, theft means transportation, 2 years, 6 months. 2007, theft means transportation, 3 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms of DLC. His CU hour score is a 3-3, mental health score is a 2, substance abuse score is a 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2009, TIS release, absconded for 187 days, arrested and revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. Other arrests, 1989, child molestation, Washington juvenile detention. 1990, theft of a vehicle, Washington juvenile detention. 1993, forgery, Washington County Jail. 1993, domestic violence, Washington County Jail. 2000, domestic violence, Washington misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, theft of a vehicle, Arizona felony probation. Is a community risk score of a G5, V5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, so I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at TLC at 49 West 2nd Street in Mesa. Then on January 17th, you were approved to reside at 544 and a half West Mahoney Avenue in Mesa. No other residence was approved for you. Who lived at 544 and a half West Mahoney, sir?
I did by myself.
Okay, you lived there by yourself?
Yeah, I rented that house.
Were you still living there at the time that you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was.
Were you working during that time?
Yes, I was at Mesa Bully Farm at 1111 South Lewis Street.
Okay. You referred to CHC classes for substance abuse counseling. You failed to complete the classes and was subsequently discharged. Why didn't you complete the class?
Because I relapsed, sir.
Okay. Says that on my...
When I was living at TLC, I did really good for the first 3-4 months. And then when I moved out, I met a girl and it just, everything just fell apart. I should have just stayed at TLC. I thought I was ready to live on my own, but I guess I wasn't.
Okay. Well, it says that you were referred to treatment center tasks. You had a random analysis vendor. You assigned a color of plum. It says then October of 2017, you was negative. November of 17, you was negative. December of 17, you was negative. And then after the first of the year, January 24th, you were positive for methamphetamine. And then February 21st, you didn't have a urine sample collected. You said that they had brought you in for counseling, and you stated that you had relapsed, however you wouldn't do it again, and you learned your lesson. The offender was sanctioned to write 2-page essay, what are the consequences of using meth while on parole. In addition, you had your CHC class for substance abuse and counseling increased to 2x per week, and you failed to complete your sanctions. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, that's correct. When I saw my parole officer, I was still using heroin that day, and I tried to get off of it, but I just couldn't get sober. I didn't know how to get myself sober.
Okay. Well, are you using any drugs while you're in incarcerated, sir? When's the last time you used drugs?
The day I was arrested.
Okay.
I've been sober since then. I'm going to the NA classes and AA classes in here.
All right, well, sir, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no questions coming from the board, sir, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing? Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, without repeating yourself?
Just that if you got to give me a chance to get back out, I want to go back to TLC and spend the last 3-4 months of my parole at TLC where I did really good. I still got my job waiting for me. I'm basically fully formed.
Okay, well, sir.
I really think I can do it.
Okay, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion, sir.
Okay.
And we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Sir, you'll be able to hear the conversation taking place amongst the board. It'll be the first time that we, as a board, has the opportunity to discuss this issue. So, we're going to be in discussion and discuss it at this time. Mr. Johns, apparently, while he was at TLC, was doing good. He did test a negative. He said that he moved out, got his own place, thought he was strong enough to do it, and met a girl, and started back to using drugs. And he was using methamphetamine and heroin at that time until he was arrested. He said since he's been arrested and back incarcerated that he hasn't used any drugs. He did abscond for 19 days, that he was also an absconder from supervision. Because Mr. Johns had an opportunity to get off drugs, to be in a program at TLC, he decided to get out on his own. He said he wasn't strong enough. However, he says that since he's been incarcerated, he has been taking some classes, NA and AA classes, and I would encourage him to continue to take classes, and hopefully, if he stays incarcerated and takes the classes, when he gets released on October 5th of 2018, he'll be strong enough to get out, hopefully get into a rehab program and continue to be a productive citizen once he's released from custody at DOC. He won't be on any parole, nor would he be on any community supervision at that time. That is my opinion at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
I agree.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion and move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Johns, find that he was delinquent, he violated the terms, conditions of his supervision, and had lapses or about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Neal. Sir, Mr. Johns?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. If you would just stay, you will be released on October 5th of 2018. That time, you won't be on parole or any community supervision, sir. But while you're incarcerated, sir, work with your CO3. Continue going to NAAA classes. Try to take as many or any drug rehab classes that you can take while you're in custody. So that when you are finally released in October, sir, that you'll be able to get out there, be a productive citizen, and not have any negative contacts with law enforcement. Mr. Johns, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
I will, sir. I'll continue to take your classes.
All right, sir. Well, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing this afternoon. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you. Could you put your CO3 on the phone, sir?
Yes, sir.